have new music playing in my ears like a Palladian testicle.
Today, they have to
my head is a languishing
and excessive that you've brought a drama upon an irreparable breach and a great edible mushroom is about to land on you.
Ah, collapse of all known prophecies. He shows genius, but he is not a panda. He is Henry Kissinger in disguise and wears warm underwear like frequent ravens.
Don't tell me about your long robes and silk stocks. Socks attached to a black New York. You're going to touch me with that small piece of wood and your eyes are silence.
Let me see. Waiter, bring me 14 pieces of toast.
Don't
with...
you mean chimpanzee?
No, I mean toast, and I want
the
toast.
The positive lip of my mama.
Ah. Inject me with an antibiotic, and this planet will seem like a wicker chair. Destruct me in a homegrown
Captain
public
Thackeray
tradition.
And an errand boy. I thought it was her that said about the Negroes in the Amazon.
It was Betty
it was
Cotton.
You.
It was Betty
you
Cotton.
And the bed with the young white people.
It was
a trip to a
Betty
spa.
Cotton,
not
fully dilated in the her bed.
And I confined myself to the name place of medicine, and you don't even know the bed chamber.
She was in the perimeter of the proposing laxative with flowers in the vases and years
behind
her.
Do you think it's
her.
Virtuous or warlike to be a gentleman, describing yourself as a page of memories?
She talked very little, and when she did talk,
Lieutenant Fax,
she spoke of diseases
father.
That could be transmitted by rubbing
place
juice,
assorted enemy
lettuce
army.
Juice.
Become a character, not a miserable underwood.
Did you know that lettuce juice was a strong narcotic that involved small, big, and henbane 20 fluffets? Ooh, it's so powerful. I lost consciousness one day and became louder and violent. I became so extraordinary that I refused to sleep. I was awake for 13 years with some difficulty, but my economic ability grew, and I soon owned 45 herds of cattle. My electromagnetic border was aware of major distrust in the Pacific Northwest, and my vegetables, my atoms, and my mutton. My mum used to live in New Mexico. She was crazy. She took pills in Texas. She was the king of the crown, and London was transferred on her name. She owned a small computer. Her big plants and furnaces were lit once a week. She said to me, "Jonathan, LSD holds you back. You should visit Russia and China and give me some scruffy school name that I'm going to superimpose on this weird geomorphic molecule."
I'll come against you, Satan. I'll come against you.
Crossed toe, Nebler. You unconscious, bat-like businessman.
I'll bind you, Satan, and I'll cast you down. I'll cast you down.
It's uncomfortable here, but I'm going to bend it up with this. He was a human shaped O'Kelly. I want your photo now. We can't normally process it. You're making an old stupid drawing of my day. Show me your big sister. Her exhibitions are included tonight. Oh, look, he's simply a wristful man. He is touching, proud, and erect. You little nervous, you little chainsaw was obstructed by a small and inexpensive way down
first. I'm the humor of an Academy
Little sparks are fortunately coming off my leg and crackling like gleaming fur.
I know what I need, and it is not the thorns of time.
Hurry up.
I can destroy your ship. I want the both, and I want my bread.
Look here, King. This ain't no place to talk of these things. If I was a bird and not a stranger, I'd talk to Deep Purple, the Satin Knight would come.
These are surely strange things to talk about on a market day, but my reverend brother, as I know, has been, possibly on request, well known at any length. But let me tell you something else, I'm cold and bleak, and there's
the
a passion with my Katara mother that I want
caressed.
To mention.
He knows his knight, he knows his fulfillment. He's a child of black, dark archangels.
Stick that against your head and pop it on your forehead. I'm a midi at your nauseous smell.
He plays the strings. The strings don't play him. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. Just quit the church. Quit the church, I say. Reverse.
I mean Bogey. I mean Bogey and Bacall. I mean Casablanca, baby. I mean cool things. I mean play it again, Sam.
I understand what you mean, you pitiful creature. You hound and horse. You habit of country sweetness. Surely your master cannot forget the dirt and wretchedness.
This is my dream, my Havana. You can't crush me now.
I can crush you, the dirt and wretchedness. I told you before.
My strings are played by Barry. My children are played by guitars. I'm a street that has no name.
This is foolishness. This cannot be gratified by the multitude of mankind. Your stones are just too small.
They are not the thoughts of my kind, boy. Place. I hang around gin joints. And I look at the sophisticated humor, and I'm like a puppet, well consumed.
Place.
I'm rehearsed to the picadillos of your thoughts.
Look at the surrounding multitude. Place your feet upon Mr. Gorpsil's belt. Place them there, and he has already swallowed two small pebbles. Small pebbles. He had a big appetite, but he's now suffering from indigestion. Maybe, this grass. This bound gentleman, this Sir Charles of past time, this
I
habit for swallowing his weight.
What did you say?
I said that the most valued friendships except in your family is an angel.
An angel or a child? Which is perfect to a stranger?
Each
which is most perfect?
It depends which is dressed the most.
Otis Rush and the Black Blues guys, we hang out the torn horn. We used to go down the pickup truck, the blue-collared guys, you know what I mean? The scene was black. The rose-colored night, I was like a detective in storm weather. The dark-fronted buildings, everywhere the children laughing. But the freeze on their faces was gloom. The world was turning colored. And all the wars were with this. The Boogie and the Black Horns. The Bud Collins and his gate mouth brown. The Little Richards and the Jimi Hendrix, the Texas Lowtels, Bob and the Canned Heats, they were all there playing their asses off. Those were the days, kid. We used to go down there in Carolina. We used to go down there and we used to listen our heads off. Too tired for blues, too tired to remake ourselves. The image of the traditional blues man is a shame, Carlson.
Look at my vessels where my moles can have been. In the meantime, your city, your place, the pestilence has just killed you by degrees.
These degrees aren't too boom, what?
Have you ventured their firmness, the resignation, the yawning
oh, yes.
You're not born to be fit. You're not born to be poor. You're a young man still. Your bountiful subscription
well,
and your love of nature.
Some sort of saying, man.
It's preferable to you.
It's a hotline. For the warm
world. You like to rent a mailbox?
To your satisfaction or no, a visit on paper is an example of comic organization. All the classical dogmas entirely governed by its absolute strength. The brain of the audience, the colloquial mind of the bridge.
I see what you're saying. You're describing to me a clamped in a recess with about 200 stones.
No. Wait a minute, you fool!
Kate Horn.
Don't come in here. I've painted the outside walls green, so you can't come in here anymore.
Kate Horn, skizzard.
Buy yourself back, or I'll do something strange.
You're becoming the sight of a window, a grass-grown, excited yokel. You noisy German mouth feet face.
Now is the time for you to talk, not the platitudes of old, but the linguistic curves of your sunflower. Brave me not, I have the brutal curves of Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, don't aspirate and hesitate like that, you butchered tooth. I suppose you want to know what I mean.
Not a fool, but a brain with feet. I strut around the world, and I know my moaning, groaning voice can upset the armchairs of your devices.
Gem tips and points and turtle doves and pants. My mahogany desk is yours. I can't say any further than this. Tug across my crossview and points the chair.
Introduce me to strobe lights and metallic ostriches. I don't wish to be probing, but are your nasal droppings falling on my shoes?
No, those smooth curves of flesh above you are just bare skin, and the depth below is a gap between the buttons. Don't worry, young man. I suppose that it's to be lunchtime.
For lunchtime for who? Fools or doubting Thomases. Introduce me. Don't pain me with small talk.
Oh.
I am not the scalpel.
No.
I am the man who probes with it.
No. Hook on your probing legs, you silly man. Together, we can stroke and push by flip casters and underpants without any worry. You cross-toed nembler. You.
Thank you.